David HaMelech says in Tillim in the 40th Perek, Lasos Ritzonecha L'kaicha Fatzti V'soroscha B'soch Me'ai. I'd like to focus on those last three words, V'soroscha B'soch Me'ai. Your Torah is in my innards, in my kishkis, in my belly, so to speak. What does he mean by that? What is David trying to convey? And what I'd like to study today is the Keren Ora in Mesechta Menachos, and we'll move on from there. I think the Keren Ora gives us an insight into an Agadita, perhaps even a methodology for studying Agadita, and certainly allows us to get a glimpse of what Nechama, of what true consolation could be all about in a Torah framework. Let's learn the Gemara in Menachos. It's the first source on page 1, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us a story after having presented different arguments and halakhic discourses in the name of Rabbi Preda. Amar le Rabbanan le Rabbi Preda, the Rabbanan come to announce a visitor to Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Ezra bar Berei de Rabbi Avtulis, we're announcing the visit from a certain Rabbi Ezra, Dehu Asiri L'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's 10 generations from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Dehu Asiri L'Ezra. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is 10 generations to Ezra Sofer. So if you talk about Yichus, this Rabbi Ezra, who's named after his namesake is Ezra Sofer, he has it. He has it big time. Ezra is a good name to give to someone who has Yichus. Kai Abava, and he's standing, knocking at your gate, Rabbi Preda. So after this long introduction about tracing the lineage of this Rabbi Zera, who's coming to visit Rabbi Preda, Rabbi Preda's response is a little bit, shall we say, cool. He's not so thrilled. He says, Omar, my kule hai. Rashi says, what's the point? You're giving me his whole shtar yuchsin, his great lineage, his ancestors. What do I need that for? Ibar Urion hu, Rashi says, im ben Torah hu, perhaps this is the source for the phrase ben Torah that we use, is yoi. Rashi says, hagun, that's good, that's appropriate. He's a ben Torah, so tell me he's a ben Torah. Ibar Urion ubar avon, if in addition to being a ben Torah, he also has an added, shall we say, luxury item, a cherry on top, he's also a miyuchas, he's got great lineage, he's a pedigree, he's yoi, that's fine. But if you're telling me ibar avon, if you're boasting about his lineage, about his yichus, but lav bar urion, he's not in and of himself a ben Torah, so he's standing on the shoulders of those who came before him and claiming fame and status based on his ancestors, then frankly speaking, if he doesn't have what we call yichus atzmi, his own personal yichus, says Rabbi Preda, I'm unimpressed. In fact, isha tichle, let him be burnt by the fire, a very strong language. Amrulei, however, the Rabbanan calmed down Rabbi Preda a bit, and he said, Barurianu, forget about his Yichus. In addition to being a Yachson, he is in and of himself a Ben Torah. And at that point, Amrulehu, Rabbi Preda instructs the rabbis, the students, Leul Velese, let him come in and join us. Let him in. However, Chazye, at some point, it's not clear from the Gemara whether it was immediate or during the course of Rabbi Zera's visit to the great Rabbi Preda, Rabbi Preda noticed the Havi Achira Da'ate. Somehow, he could see on the face of Rabbi Zera that Rabbi Zera was bizar. I don't think it means that Rabbi Ezra was upset because of the whole discourse, the discussion that took place before he came in. I don't think he was necessarily aware of that. Nobody appraised him of that. But for some reason at that moment, what shall I say, he was grabbed by a bad mood. and he was in a state of anguish, psychological anguish. Pasach v'yomar, Rashi says that Rabbi Preda opened up ba'agadeta, with Divrei Agada. And here we have this famous and very long and complex Agadeta in Masechta Menachos, in the perek that's known for its details about the Menachos that have to be brought. And in this context, this chapter that's dedicated to Kol HaMenachos, what we call Bo'os Matzah, that a mincha must be matzah, and Rabbi Preda had discussed this din of matzah at great length and with discourse and pilpul. Now the Gemara injects an agadita again in the name of Rabbi Preda, and Rashi explains why at this particular moment with Rabbi Ezra, who presumably came to discuss the halacha with him, does Rabbi Preda break into an agadic discussion. Rashi says, I think that the meaning of Rashi lemichveve means because there's a certain chavivus, a certain beloved enchantment that we have towards Agadita, and it puts a person into a good mood. So Rabbi Preda now embarks upon an Agadic discussion in order to put Rabbi Zeir at ease and perhaps calm him down, even though he was bizarre. So that's an interesting way of consoling someone and getting him into a good mood. Pasach the Omar, he opens up his agadic presentation by interpreting a pasuk in Tehillim. Amarti Lashem Adoni Ata Tovasi Balalecha. There seems to be, according to the agadic interpretation of this passage, a discussion between the people of Israel and Almighty God. Amra Knesset Yisrael Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hachzek Li Tova. You, so to speak, Almighty God, owe me, Knesset Yisrael, a debt of gratitude. Why? Shodaticha ba'olam. Klal Yisrael plays a very special, unique role amongst the nations of the world. And Knesset Yisrael, she notifies, she reveals, she testifies to the existence of Almighty God in the universe. So that's the special nature of the Am Hashem, the people of God, the Mamleches Kohanim. Lodia es Shmo ba'olam, to publicize the glorious name of God in this world. Amar lo, tovasi bal alecha. Bal is being interpreted in this pasuk as meaning not. It's a negative. I don't have any debt of gratitude that I owe you. Eini machzik tova ela. In truth, I owe a debt of gratitude to your ancestors, not to you. El Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Shodiuni tchila ba'olam. They were the originators. They made the breakthrough. They lived in a pagan generation that denied the existence of God, and yet they set up yeshivot and taught the masses the belief in one God, monotheism, shenemar. And here Rabbi Preda quotes a different pasuk in the very same chapter of Tehillim, l'kdoshim asher ba'aretz hema va'adirei kol cheftziba. These are called Adirim, the mighty ones. And these are the Kedoshim Asher Ba'aretz, the holy, saintly, religious people in the land. And Kol Cheftzibam, all my love, I cherish them because of what they did for me, says God, in this world. They brought light into the darkness. They brought monotheism into a world of idolatry and bestiality. Now, it would seem that there's some sort of a message here that perhaps is being conveyed by Rabbi Preda to Rabbi Ezra, that you, Rabbi Ezra, can't come from very solid stock, your ancestors, you can trace yourself back 20 generations to Rabbi Ezra HaSofer, and from Ezra HaSofer we go back to the Avos. This was a message of consolation, a bright star, a bright spot, a bright light that would hopefully uplift Rabbi Ezra and change his mood into a happy one. And perhaps Rabbi Prado was hoping that Rabbi Ezra would actively jump into this discussion and enhance it by adding something on his own initiative, his own Chidushei Torah. And that's exactly what happens. Kevan Deshamei, the very moment that he heard the Ka'amar Adir, you know, sometimes you have this word association, you hear a word, especially in Tanakh, you hear a word, and all of a sudden, you know, ideas jump into your mind. So Rashi says, came into Shammai Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Prada, the Kamar Adire called Cheftziba, is Nizkar Agadash al Adir. He reminded himself, by association, of the Agada of Adir. In other words, an Agadic statement which emanates from the word Adir. And Pasach V'Omar, Rabbi Ezra felt in a good mood. He now takes the initiative to present a new Agadita. We have no other source for this Agadita other than Rabbi Ezra here in Menachos. And it's a fantastic set of Agadita that we're about to embark upon, because in each case, in each paragraph, which is a unit unto itself, the Baal HaGadah starts by opening with a word that repeats itself over and over, and each word of the same word in repetitious order is going to refer by allusion to another body, another group, another being. And he opens by saying, Yavo Adir V'yifra La'adirim Me'adirim Be'adirim. So notice that he repeats the word Adir conjugated in different forms four times. Yavo Adir Zakarish Baruch Hu. Let God come, the mighty God. How do we know that the word Adir refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, invoking a pasuk in Tehillim, this time in chapter Tzadi Gimel. Adir Bamaram Hashem. Famous chapter that we recite on Leil Shabbos. V'yifra la'adirim. Let him mete out judgment and punishment on behalf or for the sake of the Adirim. Who are the Adirim? Eli Yisrael. God is going to bring upon the enemies of Israel retribution. And how do we know that the Adirim refers to Yisrael? Shenemar, Va'adirai kol cheftzibam, the same pasuk in Tehillim Tes Zayin that we began with. And that is the link that Rabbi Zera the Talmud adds to Rabbi Prada, the Rebbe's opening Agadita. May Adirim, upon whom is God bringing retribution and punishment? Elu HaMitzrim. The Mitzrim are called Adirim. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Tzolalu Koferes B'mayim Adirim. The Egyptians were, so to speak, shooken up by the waters of the Yamsuf at the time of their destruction. Says Rashi, Yavo Adir, Klomar Kach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Sha'asa Nekama B'Mitzrayim. This is what God declared when he brought about his revenge against the people of Mitzrayim. Tzolu Koferes B'mayim Mitzrayim Sheim Adirim. God thrust the Adirim, meaning the Mitzrayim, into the raging waters of the sea. And as a result, Ba'adirim, he used the Adirim as the vehicle for punishment, to mete out punishment against the Mitzrim. Elu Mayim, Nikolos Mayim Rabbim Adir Mishpreyom. But Rabbi Ezra doesn't stop there. And once we're on the roll, and we're bringing diyukim in words, as they repeat themselves over and over throughout Tanakh, to give us nechama, to give us consolation, to put us in a good mood, to indicate and demonstrate the significance of Klal Yisrael, the love relationship between Hashem and His people. Let's throw in another one. Yavo Yedid Ben Yedid V'yivne Yedid Li Yedid B'chelko Shel Yedid v'iskapru bo yedid. Look at that word yedid that appears here in this opening statement of Rabbi Zeira, in the second agadah of Rabbi Zeira, of Rabbi Ezra, excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Yavo yedid ze shlomo amelch tachsiv v'yishlach biyado nosan anov v'yikrishmo yedid yobavur Hashem. The pasuk in Tanakh refers to Shlomo Melech as Yedidya. He's the Yedid of Hashem. And Shlomo Melech is a Ben Yedid. He is a descendant to his ancestor, who's also called Yedid, Ze Avram Avinu. And why is Avram Avinu identified as the Yedid, so to speak, the good friend, good buddy of Almighty? D'chsiv, ma li yedidi bevesi. Because after the Churban, Yirmiyahu cries that he beholds the figure of Avram Avinu standing on the makom of the Churban Abayis. V'yivne yedid, ze beis hamigdash. D'chsiv, ma yedidus mishkenosecha. The pasuk in Tilim Pei Dalid refers to the beis hamigdash with the word yedidus. So v'yivne yedid, li yedid, ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The building of the Beis HaMikdash is obviously on behalf of the Ribono Shel Olam, who's called the Yedid. Shenemar Ashira No li yedid, the Apostle in Yeshayahu HaNavi. And where will this structure be constructed? Bechelko Shel Yedid, ze Binyamin. Shenemar leBinyamin Omar Yedid Hashem Yishkon leVetach Olav. In the bracha of Zos HaBracha for Binyamin, he's called the Yedid Hashem. So God's Mikdash will be built by Shlomo in what portion? In the section, that area of Eretz Yisrael that's allotted to Shevet Binyamin, who's the Yedid Hashem. V'yiskapru bo yedidim. And as a result of the Beis HaMikdash, there will be an atonement process for Klal Yisrael d'chsiv, invoking the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Yud Beis, Nasati es yedidus nafshi bekaf oiveha. And we see through this long chain of yedid a mechama for the sons of Israel, that the descendants of Israel will be able to experience the building of the Beis HaMikdash in the chelik of the yedid, namely of Binyamin. It will be kapar for yedidim. All these are beautiful agadatos that embellish the wonderful intimate relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael here are the yedidim, as the pasuk said in Yirmiyah, and the chelik is the Yedid Hashem, that special chelik of Binyamin amongst all the shvatim. He is the Yedid Hashem. And now Rabbi Ezra goes on. He doesn't stop there. And he says, Yavo Tov, V'yekabel tov, mi tov, latovim. Again, the word tov 5 times in 5 different conjugations. Yavo tov, ze Moshe. Dichsiv atere oso ki tovu. Tov is a pseudonym, it's a code word for Moshe Rabbeinu. Let Moshe come, v'yekabel tov, zu Torah. Dichsiv ki lekach tov nasati lechem. The Pasuk Mishlei indicates that Torah is called tov. Mi tov, zakodesh baruch hu. And he quotes the pasuk in Tilim Kuf Mem Hey, Tov Hashem Lakol, God is good. Latovim El Yisrael, Dichsiv, in the same, in Tilim Kuf Chav Hey, Hey, Tiva Hashem Latovim, God bestows goodness on the Tovim, the good ones. That is referring to Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe the Tov is giving the Torah, which is Tov, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tov to the Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's Tov. Again, a wonderful and exciting indication and reflection of the Tov, giving to the Tov, God embracing Klal Yisrael, as it were, by giving the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Another Agadata along the same lines. Next one is the following. Yavo ze, v'yikabel zos, mi ze, liam zu. Different forms of ze, zos, zu. Yavo ze,
Ze Moshe dechsiv ki ze Moshe ish. Vikabel zos zu haTorah. Dechsiv vizos haTorah sher som Moshe. Mize ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu ze keli yamveyu. Liam zu elu Yisrael shenemar am zu kanisi. Again, the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael is the greatest indication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for the people of Israel. Moshe, of course, is the conduit. He's the transmitter of Torah. He's Tov. He's the Ish. Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish. And I think there's a beautiful analysis of this Agadata in the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora is known on Kodshim for his deep, profound insights and chidushim in the halachic dimension of Kodshim, which is very complex and very conceptual. But here, in a sort of atypical way, the Keren Ora jumps into the Agadata. First, he points out that we have to understand why this Agadata, this story, and all the drushes therein between Rabbi Preda and Rabbi Ezra appears right here in this perek called Kol HaMenachos Bos Matzah. And the Keren Ora suggests the following insight. Rabbi Preda here in Menachos had presented various analyses of the laws of Menachos. Aval nitan rishus lidrosh kedivrei chachamim. I hope you're following this. This is the third line in the paragraph that starts the Keren Ora on page 3 of your Maror Mekomos. V'chol ha'mamar b'chlalu peli ma'inyin chazil dahavi achira date v'apsicha bazeh. And he opens with the first drasha on the pasuk until ma'at l'ashem adoni. Says the Keren Ora, Divrayim zal kulam b'chochma. We have to understand that even Agadic sugyas and shas are full of wisdom. Lahaskil lev adam. And what's the goal of Agadita? To give man an insight b'tachliso into his purpose. Asher boro borei kol olamim baruch Hashem. What was he meant? What was his goal? Why did God create him in this world? Ma pu'uloso b'olam hazeh. Yadua. He says that based on a medrash, there's a comparison between man and chaloso shel olam. So to speak, the chala, which is made of an isa, of a dough that belongs to the entire universe. This is the ideal or the conceptual chala of the world itself. And we know that from chala, which is taken off of the isa and given to the Kohen, it has a dimension of Kiddush of Achein. And in the Nimshal, why is man compared to Chala? Ha'adam Nivra, man is created. Lios Kadosh, B'maisav, B'chol Drachav. Every action, every method of behavior, every expression of human action is meant to reflect his Kiddusha, the sanctity of Chala. V'hu dugmas ha-mincha ha-kreva. And man is very much similar to a mincha that's brought on the Mizbeach. Kometz mimeni yaktil l'gavoa v'chelek ha-shar necha l'kohanim. The mincha is divvied up. The kometz, which is a smaller amount that goes through his pinky, that one, that part of the solus is brought on the Mizbeach. The rest is eaten by the kohanim. But one thing is true for both sides, both parts that make up this mincha. He blula b'shemen kula is completely surrounded and soaked in shemen, in oil. Chein ha'adam. Why is the mincha conveying a message, a metaphor for man? Yesh bo shnei chalokim elu. Man in his life, in his activity, reflects two different dimensions. On the one hand, Oved es kono kul Hashem. He has actions which are religious and ceremonial in nature. They are purely Lashem. But at the same time, v'chelek hasheni in pu'ulos hagashmios hamukhrachos k'mo achila v'digmoso. What about the rest of man's actions? He has to tend to his needs, his physical needs. He's got to eat, he's got to drink, he's got to sleep. Gam zeh yeh b'kodesh. This too like the other part of the mincha, is given to the kohanim, and it has kedusha to it. Nothing in the mincha is wasted to sanctity. It's all kadosh. And this is a metaphor for the pasuk in Mishle, which I would say is almost a super overriding rule in the Jewish religion, Bechol drachecha da'ehu, in all of your ways, know God. Kulo bechlal yebolu b'shemen. Just like the mincha is completely saturated with oil. And what is the oil? Oil is always symbolic. Hainu ba'orah Torah, of the Torah itself. Realize, man, that you have been blessed with the R that could allow you, through the study of Torah, to sanctify every dimension of your life. Bechol drachecha da'ehu. There are people who mistakenly think that the religious Jew limits his avodas Hashem to the prayer house, to the study house, to tefillah, to learning. But he doesn't have to take God with him and implement the religious moral mandates of the Torah in his office, in the privacy of his bedroom. But no, the entire mincha, both that which is given to Hashem and burnt on the Mizbech, and that which is given for human consumption to the Kohanim, all of it is bol b'shemen, the shemen representing the Torah. So every dimension of human life comes under the mandate of kol drachecha da'ehu. It should be that every dimension of human behavior is a reflection of the Torah, of the knowledge that man has of God, of Kiddush Hashem. The flower of the mincha, says the Karen Ora, is kneaded in room temperature, lukewarm temperature. And that makes it very dangerous. Kmo ha-mincha, tzricha shimur min achimutz. You've got to protect, you've got to supervise very meticulously the Esau that you are kneading with a K for the purpose of the mincha, because otherwise it might, if you let it go, there's a danger that it might ferment. And therefore you need shimur ma'od, says the Karen Ora. A very strict protection, like the mother who hovers over her fledglings because of the danger that these little birds are exposed to, that has to be our attitude towards the mincha of Shimur min achimutz. But in the Nimshal, again metaphorically, Kein ha'adam, so too is in the human realm of life, of existence. Nilosh b'poshrin, man himself is also needed, so to speak, surrounded by the power of this lukewarm water. Hukach ha'yetzer hara, ha'omed lahachmitz. We always speak about sin as being chametz, lahachmitz. So Arsha be'isa, the Gemara in Brachos Yud Zayin, v'tzarech shimur mi'od, man has to be very careful, meticulously protecting himself and distancing himself from the power of the chimutz, power of the Yetzer Hara. V'yedei ma? And what tools did God bestow upon man? What gift that allows man to protect himself against chimutz? The answer is the shemen, which, as we said before, symbolically represents the Or HaTorah. So it's through the Torah that's going to be the antidote against the powers of the Yetzer Hara, as the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Barasi Yetzer Hara Barasi Torah Tavlin. So this is a beautiful idea, which really, in a sense, surrounds and creates a framework around this whole Agadah that we're learning. That the Karban Mincha is a symbolic allegory or a mashal for man, and that's why the parsha of the Karban Mincha opens with the words Nefesh ki takriv mincha, which is talking about the hakrav of a person, the Isa that we said before, the dough, which is brought to Hashem. Ladea es Hashem b'chol drach avinyonov, commanding man, symbolically, to dedicate every dimension of his life, of his existence, of his behavior, to the knowledge of God. V'lo lo levad hu amalo b'tov v'la od yetiv maisov l'cholos habrios. He should know, man, that by doing good, he is benefiting the entire universe.
Ki al yado yekablu kula mitov ha'elyon baruch hu. Those who are good do good for others. And we'll see this throughout as almost as a string that attaches all the agadotas together, all the statements, all the drushes of Rabbi Ezra. That one tov leads to a greater tov, the ripple effect of goodness. The kulam, says the Keren Ora, Yedu es Hashem, ultimately all of man will recognize the one God, V'yasu Ritzono, and they will fulfill His will with a capital H, called Echad Kevit Tunvunaso Madrigaso Kecheftso. Each person will fulfill his role, his agency in the world, to contribute with according to his level, his knowledge, his wisdom, his insight, his desire to bring goodness into this world. And the Gemara itself asks the question, Rabbi Preda earlier, before this I got to me, Nayin l'chol ha-menochol sheni loshos be-poshrin, poshrin u-meshamron shol yachmitzu. It's interesting, where does the Gemara derive this concept of shmira minachimutz as it applies to menochos? What area of mitzvah of Torah, what domain of halacha will generate this concept, this obligation of shmira in the case of menachos from chimutz? And you guessed it, of course, Pesach, because Pesach is the paradigm example of shmira minachimutz. The Torah commands us to watch and supervise this dough, if you've ever seen it in a matzah factory. Yirmos minayinu alimad agadol azev askol agdol lishmaris atzmo yishum chimutz v'chet v'ovon. In a metaphorical sense, what Rabbi Preda was asking is, where is the source for this great breakthrough, the central, perhaps, rule that governs Jewish life in general, that I have to be careful, protect myself min achimutz? And the answer is, this we derive from Pesach. Why? And the answer is, says the Keren Ora, very brilliant insight, very new, big chiddush. I think it has tremendous implications in terms of how we view the study of Torah, the Or of Torah, the Shemen of Torah. He says, why is Pesach my paradigm? Ki al yidei niflos v'nisim sha'asol anu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see the Almighty God in all His splendor, in His supernatural powers, in His might, His infinite yicholes, to create miracles and wonders and change the laws of nature. Hereinu adaski Hashem hu Elokim. He is therefore, in the history of Pesach, taught us that He is the God, He is the master of the universe, and He'll change nature on behalf of His people, the nation of Israel. Ubizichro es maisa Hashem agadol vanora. When man remembers, he thinks and contemplates, ponders the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Maisa Hashem HaGadol VaNoira, that destruction of nature through the supernatural miracles that God brought about, al yidei zeh, that memory, yesh b'koach ha'adam lihishomer me'achimutz ha'razeh. Fascinating insight. He says, when we remember God and His greatness and the miracles that he performed on behalf of Knesset Yisrael, that feeling of closeness to Hashem which is engendered, that is the greatest shmira, the protection that we could have against the chimutz process, the fermentation that's engendered by the Yetzer Hara that's within us. Is Maisa Mitzrayim Ulimud Gadol. And the Gemara says that to remember the transmission of Pesach from our forefathers, because we ourselves have to receive that tradition as it's transmitted to us, that's represented by Pesach. But there's another dimension. And here the Keren Ora introduces another metaphor. Our begufa namiksiv matzatia. In addition to the shmirah from chimutz, the protection and the care against the influences of the Yetzer Hara, which will get the strength from the transmission that we got from our forefathers about the great actions and miracles that God brought about at Pesach. But there's also matzah tia. Matzah represents, in this case, the sustenance, the obligation to eat matzah,
which is more than just remembering the past, but rather ki chiyuv al ha'adam atzmo. I would emphasize in the Keren Ora the word atzmo, lichyos nafsho, the lichnos lo lev lahavin ladas Hashem. It's not enough to receive the transmission from our forefathers that there is a God, and we have to understand God and know Him, but rather man has a personal obligation, evolving on himself, to find God, to acquire the knowledge of God. It's not enough to rely on Pesach. We need our personal experience of matzah, our own kinyan through the study of Torah. Kimosha Nemar, a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, da es Elokei Avicha. Again, Elokei Avicha is one dimension. This is the God of our fathers, of our ancestors. But in addition, it's got to be da. It's a personal obligation incumbent upon you. Don't rely on your forefathers. Yomar means to convey. Ki al kabbalascha me'avosecha, ki hu Elokim. Don't rely on that. Ki ata bi'atzmecha dalecha, you personally independent of your father, should come to knowledge of God. Ki beli das nefesh, without your personal das, knowledge of an intimate knowledge of God, lo tov, that's not good. V'tuchal, it's possible, there's a danger, l'shkoach, gam ha'kabola me'avosecha. As great as it is to have the transmission of our forefathers, we can somehow, that feeling and that transmission might, chalila, heaven forbid, wane away with time. Val yidei zeshu koda adas ha'shlema, but if he's personally involved in finding God, al yidei orat Torah, through the study of Torah, and mitzvos, and through the performance of mitzvos, tilmad lanam das, lebal yeh bo shum chometz, chimutz. That is the true clincher to protect a person from chimutz. I'm reminded of something I heard from the Rav Zichron Levrach on the Pasuk, Zeh keli v'anveyu l'kei aviv haramenu. There are two dimensions mentioned in this Pasuk in the Shira. There's Elokei Aviv Aromamenu. Yes, there's the transmission all about God and His miracles that we receive from our forefathers, our ancestors. But Zekeli, this is my God. I made a kinyan. I worked. I toiled. I studied the Torah. I understood God. And my tfisa, my conception of God is very personal. Zekeli v'anveu, and I'll beautify it. Says the Keren Ora, getting back. And this is at the bottom of your page 3. Now we begin to understand how this Haggadah, in the light of the philosophy of the Menachos and the messages that are alluded therein, we can begin to understand the juxtaposition of this entire Haggadic story, the interchange between Rabbi Ezra the guest and Rabbi Prater the Rebbe the host. Koya Bava. Why does Rabbi Ezra stand on the gate, knocking on the door? Ki ba lekabel pnei Rabbi Preda v'lehenos mi'ar toroso. Rabbi Azariah, Ezra, excuse me, is trying so hard to learn Torah and be uplifted and elevated by its light, to have his own personal grasp of Almighty God. And therefore he comes in from Rabbi Preda. He wants to benefit from the R, the light of the great Rabbi Preda in his Torah. Ulahagbir dato b'dash shlema. He doesn't just want to rely on what he got from his forefathers. He wants his own personal endeavor, his own journey to find Almighty God, b'dash shlema, with a complete understanding of God. And therefore, asher zeh, therefore, hayaderech kol makablei pnei rabam l'tachlis hazeh, hein b'dvar aloch v'hein b'dvar v'agoda, kol shem shamayim leida derech Hashem u'mipnei moro es rabo koi above hachiyitol v'shus likones. What we see here in the case of Rabbi Ezra is one particular case of the universal, general approach of Kabbalah's Pnei Rebbe, where the Talmud always, not just Rabbi Ezra, but goes to his Rebbe to seek out the MS, whether it's in halacha or in agadita, everything in order to lay that derech Hashem, to know the way of God. B'chol drachecha de'ehu, teach me Rebbe, how can I achieve b'chol drachecha de'ehu? And because of the reverence that a Talmud has for his Rebbe, he stands on the outside, knocking, pleading, give me permission to enter. And they notified Rabbi Preda that who's outside? Ma'aloso mitzad avosov. There's someone there a student who has a tremendous status because of his ancestry. You know, he's the 10th to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who's the 10th to Ezra Sofer. And Rabbi Prada's response is, well, look, I'm not interested in what he has from his fathers. That's not enough. That doesn't cut the mustard. I'm unimpressed. Where is his yichus atzmo? Has he himself generated through his craving, his desire for knowledge of God, a dea shlema? And if he's a bar uryon or bar avanu, then that's very good. If he has both an inheritance that was bequeathed to him by his forefathers, and on top of that, he himself personally has found Almighty God, that's great. He's got the best of both worlds. But if he's a bar avon, if he just has great ancestry, l'chud, and that's all it is, v'ubatzva belidas, is then sholet bodin yoser, ki hoylo, ni lilmod v'lo lomad. Then it's a very serious thing against him, the judgment of fire upon him, because he had the opportunity to learn from his forefathers. He had great shoulders to stand upon, and he didn't learn. He's not a bar uryon. And they responded, listen, Rabbi Prey, don't get nervous. This man, Rabbi Ezra, is not just a bar avun, he's also a bar uryon. He's got both milas. Nasan lo rishus likanis, then let him in. But during the course of the conversation, chazio davi achira date, Rabbi Prada becomes aware of the fact that Rabbi Ezra is losing it. Somehow, I don't know if the dibuk took him over, but he's in a bad mood. Hainu, shera, Rabbi Prada became aware of the fact she'ein daito tzlula olaf, that the mental capacity for thought and analysis of Rabbi Zera is not clear. It's befuddled. It's confused. Somehow man goes through these different stages in life, and maybe even within a shorter period of time, not just life, in which his moach hadas, his capacity to focus and to analyze with the mental, intellectual capacities that he has, his talkus is lost to him. It just flew away. You know, he's got... Maybe he needs Ritalin, I don't know. He's got some sort of temporary loss of focus. Asher zeuach yisorin v'atzara gadol li'ov de'Hashem be'emes. And that's why a true servant of God, when he realizes deficiency, when he's, so to speak, falling asleep, he can't focus, then he's in pain. It's a deep psychological anguish as a result of the fact that he's not moving forward in his search for God. This momentary loss of focus could cause chas v'sholem a separation from his ability to link up and be totally emotionally, mentally connected with the love of God, which is the main purpose of da'as, of knowledge. And therefore, he becomes disconnected, chas v'sholem, from Ruach ha'elyon ha'kadosh. That's the chisaron das. Al kainan, therefore, dorish lo Rabbi Prada, hamikra zeh, or marta, etc. The pasuk in Tehillim that we began with, from Tehillim Tezayin, which is a metaphor about the love of God to Knesset Yisrael, kedei lechazek da'ato, Shaloyia tsaro godol, to be mefig tsaro, to give him strength, to give him psychological happiness, to understand that he comes from great stock. And in Rabbi Prada's insight into the pasuk in Tehillim Tezayin, Tovasi Baal Alecha, there is an ensuing debate, so to speak, between the people of Israel and HaKadosh Baruch, where Knesset Yisrael claims Hachzek Li Tova. And that means that the Ruach Kodesh of Hashem should be with us without ever being mistalik. And why? Because we deserve tremendous schar. we are notifying and publicizing you, God, to the world. Through our own personal knowledge, we are doing you a great justice in spreading the light. And therefore, Hashem, we ask you to give us a Ruach Kodesh, to give us Chizuk, to prevent this kind of Siluk Moach Hadas that we spoke about before. So that's a good thing for Rabbi Ezra to hear, that Knesset Yisrael, on behalf of every individual member thereof, has a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a serious claim that Hashem should grant us Ruach HaKodesh and no more Siluk. Asinu Shlichuscha. Klal Yisrael has a right to claim, yes, we are Shluchim, we are agents of you, Almighty God, but we come back to notify you, the Mishalech, that we have fulfilled our Shlichus. L'kadesh Hashim Chubolam, we've sanctified your name in the world. And therefore, Roy Shia Tovascha Vruakotcha Imanu Bechizu. Volotazov, O Son of God, don't forsake us. Don't leave us alone. Let us cling to you and you to us. And the Ruach HaKodesh responds, Tovasi Balalecha. That to whom, God says, do I owe the primary gratitude for publicizing my existence, my name in the world? It's for your forefathers. And I will grant you your request, says Almighty God. My Ruach HaKodesh will never be separated from you on any sort of fundamental or personal or permanent basis. Why? Because I owe a debt of gratitude to your forefathers. Hema Kidshu Shmi Ba'olam. They sanctified my name in a world of idolatry, a world that denied the existence of God. And that's the pasuk that Rabbi Preda quotes, L'kdoshim asher ba'aretz, Hema, V'adiri kol cheftzi bam. Says the Keren Ora, Hema hayu b'chizuk imadi, they were strong, they were dedicated, they were the mighty, Adir hu bal kochu gvura, and just as they were strong with me, so too, I will respond in tune, in turn, and Anochi Machzik Tovasi Bischusim Imachem, I will be good to you, and I will grant you your request, and I will be with you because of your forefathers. Ubazeh, says the, I think this is the punchline to his presentation in the connection between this Agadita and the Perek of Kol HaMenachos Bo'os Matzah, Bazeh Diber El Libo. He calmed down the heart of Rabbi Ezra before Rabbi Ezra would chasham lose it and go off into a state of who knows what. Lebal yitztayer kol kach, don't be despaired, don't be depressed. Al hesech hadas berega ki bar avunu, because you are the son of the greats. Uzchus avos of Rabbi Ezra, you have the merits of your forefathers. Lahachzik lo tovaso shel makom baruch hu, God kaviyachol owes your ancestors, your forefathers, a great debt of gratitude. And therefore, in turn, Leos Daito Shalom Bavodoso, and you yourself are so eager, desiring and craving that through your avoda and your tshuka to come close to Hashem, to know Him, b'chol drachecha da'eyu, that dashlema is therefore, you can be assured, you can be confident that God will be with you. U'pasach lo pesach, and He opened for Rabbi Ezra that sense of consolation, the milas ha'avos, number one, because of the greatness of his forefathers. Ki hayu adirim v'chazokim asiyas ritzonu shel makom, heim hodiyu v'kidshu shmo ha'gadol bi'olam. Not only your forefathers Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but your forefathers before you, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, going back to Ezra Sofer, v'nisyashiv v'daito. And what happens at that critical moment when Rabbi Ezra has Yishuv Hadas, when Rabbi Preda reaches out to Rabbi Ezra and brings him back before Rabbi Ezra flies off into a state of depression? Now Rabbi Ezra has his 2 feet on the ground. He's got a broad smile on his face. He's got the Ruach HaKodesh with him. Says the Keren Oru, Pasach Pesach Lenafshi Lodia Milas Yisrael. Now he's going to go on, and through this opening that tells us about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, he's going to find
one paragraph after the other, one agadah after the other. Asher gam heim odim shmo hagadol b'avodosam, that not only did our forefathers Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov publicize the great name of God through their service, but so too Klal Yisrael through the generations have done the same, followed in the footsteps of the Avos HaKadoshim, v'zeh noda ki tachlis chefetz Elyon Baruch Hu lohudia ulahaglos ba'olam or havaya Baruch Hu, that through the Torah, the light of Torah, to be modia, to notify, ligolos, to reveal in this world that great name of God, havaya, which is the holy name of God in this olam. Vizelo nigmar al yidei avos hakadoshim, and the glorious chapter of the revelation of godliness in this world did not terminate with our forefathers, because, as the pasuk says, the beginning of parashas Vayera, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem, meaning they, the avos, didn't know the yud kei vav kei, they didn't know the holiest and highest name of God. Zenis vad al yidei knesses Yisrael, this would be revealed by the children, not by the fathers, by the Bnei Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim, through the great episode of Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Kalubalas HaTorah, and the Torah that will be studied by Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. That's going to achieve and clinch the Shlemus that we spoke for, the Das Shlema in the Avodas Hashem. And that's going to be made up of four elements: Yira, Ava, Torah, and Mitzvos. Yira and Ava in one's personal life, that's already inwardly, but Toru Mitzvos represents something that's external, that's revealed, that people around us could benefit from. They could see us as paradigms of Lombei Torah, of Osei HaMitzvah. And when man is complete and perfect in such an avodah that comprises all these four elements of Yira, then rising to Ava, of Torah and Mitzvah, then it's begetted Tnuos Elokim. This will be a people of Israel that will be Modia and Megala Shmo HaGadol, and that's exactly the purpose for which God created this world. And that's the Tachlis. That's the Shleimus Avoda. That's the Kiddush Shem Shomayim Shmo HaGadol Ba'olam. And that is the underlying theme that connects all these Agadotas and reflects upon the love and the intimacy between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, kaviyochel achzokas tova, and not just to the avos, not just what we inherit by transmission from the Pesach, but also our personal involvement in Torah through the generations, our asiyas hamitzvos. And therefore Hashem, through that achzokas tova, guarantees a close, intimate relationship, a relationship which reflects itself in a kind of Ruach HaKodesh that allows man to continue forward, building on what he's achieved until that point without falling backwards, a closer and closer relationship to knowledge of God, to Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify His name. B'li Neder, I'd like to continue with this tomorrow when we discuss Torah. And if you recall, we began on page 1 with the pasuk in Tehillim Mem of Soroscha Besoch Meach. And I think in the light of the consolation, the Divrei Nechama that we saw in the encounter between Rabbi Preid and Rabbi Ezra, and the greatness of Knesset Yisrael in the two dimensions that we discussed, we're ready to understand perhaps the greatest Nechama of Toroscha Besoch Meach. Emir Tzashem will study this in the next year. Thank you very much.